Manufacturing.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Keith in?
Which one?
Stone.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff.
Nico with where?
The Bank of Cardiff. That
okay.
sounds a little funny over the phone, I know.
No, I believe you've called here before for him.
Yeah, I was actually just trying to touch base, exactly.
Okay. You emailed him some information, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think it was another one of our associates, actually, so I was just trying to follow up here. To happen to take over the file, so I just wanted to touch base with Keith, kind of see where his equipment or capital needs are at.
Oh, okay. Well, Keith is the type of person where if he is interested, he will give a call. He does save things for future reference. And I know if I tell him you're on the phone, he won't come to the phone. He's just not like that.
Right. I think last time we might have actually spoken. Is this Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think we spoke. Last time you said that, you know, you guys were looking to bring on equipment. I don't know if you guys, you know, happen to do that. So I just wanted to kind of give a call, see what's going on.
Well, we were in the process of shopping for equipment, and we did find a machine, and we decided not to purchase it at this time.
Oh, was there a reason for that? Was it just, like, not something that would benefit the company?
The timing just wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Is Keith looking to maybe get a piece of equipment by a year's end, or is that kind of out of the picture now, or...
Yeah,
sort of still in the talks.
Right now, it's not going to happen.
Right. Well, you know, do you mind refreshing my memory a little bit on what piece of equipment you guys were actually looking at getting? Was it just a new CNC machine, or?
No. You know, it doesn't come into play. And if I, you know, did chat with you about any type of machinery we were interested in getting, we'd be paying cash for it.
Well, yeah, you had mentioned that last time when I was kind of just inquiring about some of the reasons why you guys did that, things of that nature. You say it's just something that you guys always did, but...
Yeah.
And then I had kind of mentioned, I have in my notes here, that you guys actually did something with Citibank back in 2014. Does that kind of ring a bell? Are you familiar with that account?
No.
Oh, yeah, I think
you
Keith
sure
might have...
You sure have the right company?
Yeah, it's still Interstate Manufacturing, correct?
Yeah.
No,
I know we're not the only interstate manufacturing in Massachusetts, too.
Of course. Well, yeah, it's just a UCC filing. I don't know if you're familiar with the UCC filings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, either, you know, somebody at the company had to have done it for them to make a UCC filing in your guys' company name with all the information relevant. So it's just kind of like originally how we had based our offer off of. So I just, you know, in our first conversation that we had, kind of just seeing where you guys were, and you had brought up that you guys only pay cash, and I kind of mentioned
that... And you know Citibank does other things besides financing, right?
No, exactly. That's you know, one of the reasons why we did it. We understand that here on our end as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I still have Keith's email. It's keithstone@interstatecorps.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just shoot him over a message, kind of give him my new contact information since you guys were in the talks with another one of our agents, kind of just, you know, beforehand-ish, before we had actually spoken. So maybe just kind of reintroduce myself, see if there's anything that we might be able to do to help out. Because with our equipment financing program, we don't, you know, require you guys to do down payments or anything like that. We usually spread out the terms as long as possible so you guys aren't, you know, thinning out monthly payments that are just draining the company, you know, try and make them as low as possible and things of that nature. And especially with the uncertainty in the market, Kimberly, it's like you don't know whether or not something's going to happen that can ultimately affect the business and why be out, you know, however much that equipment's going to cost when you can have just somebody else pay for it, you know?
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Is there a better time that you want me to follow up?
No, because I don't believe your services are necessary. Like I said, if Keith is interested in your services, he will contact you.
All right. I will shoot him a message, kind of let him know that I called.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You take care.